tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome back, After Buzzers, to another episode of the original Season 3, Episode 5, The Axeman's Letter. I'm Roxy Stryer, and we have an amazing show planned for you tonight, alongside Katie Campbell.
Hi, guys. You can tweet me on Twitter at Katie E.E. Campbell. That's Katie with three E's Campbell.
And she has a weekly vlog. You should check her out there, too.
Yeah, I have a weekly vlog.
I love the way you say it. We are holding down the fort tonight. Here we go, girlfriend.
Yeah, what's up?
And we miss, of course, we miss our co-hosts. We miss Donald. We miss Tiana. They will be back. Donald not for a couple of weeks, so we might bring on some guests, some fabulous people. But until then, I'm really interested to see how this goes tonight because you are the lover of love.
Yeah.
And I'm the most jaded individual that ever lived. So it should be a really interesting conversation.
It's going to be fun.
And a great episode. Oh, my God.
I know.
A lot happened, a lot of different storylines. And I think we're going to start with, I guess, what would be my favorite one, which is what's going on with Klaus and Aurora. I'm not even talking about current day. I'm kind of talking about going back to 1002.
Yes.
It sounds so weird to even say.
Yeah, and it's a fine year for wine, right? Don't you always say that?
1002, that's a Tiana thing.
Oh, but you said it.
Tonight?
No, the other night.
Really? Tiana says it, so I started. And no matter what year you say, it's like, oh, 2006. Oh, that's a fine year for wine. That's what Tiana always says, so I guess I've adopted that.
I think you took it over one time.
We spend too much time together, I guess that means. Or not enough.
Maybe
we should be drinking more wine. Is that the point of the story?
Maybe.
Okay. So in 1002, a lot was going down. We're learning more about Aurora, and you have a little bit of a different perspective than I do.
Yeah.
Because how are you feeling about her?
I think she's crazy. And yeah, I get it. Like, they had this whole little love story, and their love was, I don't know, hidden kind of, but I still think she's crazy.
I don't know, Katie. I'm going back and forth. I thought that too, but after figuring out everything that they went through, how in love they really were, or it seemed they were at least, how she wanted to become a vampire so she could be with him, I hate to even say it. It sounds crazy coming out of my mouth, but I might be Team Aurora. I know.
I can't. She's just like, something's weird about her, the way that she handles situations like back in the day. And, you know, she was so obsessed with being changed. And I feel like she already, I think she said it to Rebecca in one of the flashbacks, that her mind does things to her. It tortures her. I think she's kind of messed up in the head. And I feel like as a vampire, all your emotions are heightened. So she just doesn't have control over herself.
Well, she said that to Rebecca, and we can take it one of two ways. So she either said that so that she could get Rebecca's sympathy.
Right.
And Rebecca would leave her alone so that she could inevitably kill herself. Or she said it to Rebecca because that's how she actually feels. Or maybe a combination of both.
Well, even if it was because she wanted sympathy, she's just crazy, you know? She's manipulative.
Every single person in the chat right now, and by the way, if you guys want, you're more than welcome to join the chat with us. Every week on Thursday nights, we go live at 11 Pacific time. So join the chat on YouTube with us, where every single person is talking about how she is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Thank you, Yvonne Soto.
Look, Babester 6, she tried to kill herself twice. Yeah, she wasn't even scared to kill herself either.
I think that she knew that Rebecca would come save her.
Yeah, and that's what she was doing. That's how she was going to get vampire blood in her system. But the way that she jumped out that window, I mean, I know she's like, oh, I'll wake up a vampire, but she jumped out the window like a crazy person.
Excuse me, Felicia Moore in the chat. I don't think Aurora's crazy. I think she suffered for 1,000 years and it's wrapped her. Now she's a menace. I think a little similarly. I understand. How pissed would you be? 1,000 years later, it had all of this happened. You had been compelled by the brother, and you tore somebody's heart out, essentially.
You know what?
Not in the way that vampires actually tear hearts out. Yeah. In like a pulled out your heartstrings kind of
emotionally.
Way.
Right. Yeah. I think that there's some truth to that, though. I think after living for a long time, things you go through and people deceive, you know, the deceit and the lies, I think that that does change a person, and that could be kind of fueling her craziness. But I think that there's something going on in her head back then.
What do you think it is?
She's just off.
Like she
a
has mental
bit.
Illness, actually, or
yeah, something weird. Something a little bit weird. I mean, just the way that she just does things, like jumping out the window, not even being scared, and I don't know.
She's certainly a passionate person, and yeah. She seems to be a little rash. I will give you that. But I don't know if she's this evil being that I thought she was. Crazy, possibly, but evil? I'm not sure.
I think Tristan might be more evil than we think.
I think Tristan and Lucien both. And I don't think that either of them have Aurora's best interest at heart. We saw that Tristan left Aurora, and he's highly medicating her. I think that he's actually making it worse, not better. Yeah. I don't think he's trying to fix a problem. I think he's causing a problem. He's sedating her so that he keeps her down and she doesn't go after Klaus or after what she really wants.
That's just going to make her even more mad.
Essentially, what I believe, based on the flashbacks, is that Tristan and Lucien are trying to find Rebecca to wipe out her sire line and kill Aurora.
Oh, my God.
And everybody else. Because we hear tonight from Aurora, so flashing forward from 1002 for a second, because these storylines are so combined,
yeah.
We hear from Aurora that when she murdered Alexis, I think her name was?
Yeah.
When she murdered Alexis, she saw her sire fall. We find out tonight for sure that her sire was Rebecca.
Right.
Which means that Rebecca is the one who would have gotten murdered, which is why Aurora has come back to talk to Klaus, not even necessarily just because she loves him, but because she wants Klaus to fight with Elijah so that Elijah's the one that goes down and not Rebecca. Because killing Rebecca would mean killing Aurora.
Oh, I don't want any of them dead.
I think that it's not going to happen. I mean, how are we going to lose Rebecca? I guess we kind of already have lost Rebecca a little bit.
Oh, I think we might lose Rebecca.
Well, speaking of Rebecca, Katie.
Yeah.
The hell happened tonight?
You were so excited as soon as she was on the screen.
Yeah, but what a tease.
Well, here's the thing. As soon as she started talking, I got so excited. I love her voice.
I know. I love her voice, too. But we got her for that 1 second at the beginning, sitting outside, and then that one scene, and then she was gone. Claire Holt, you are too good for my own good. If you're going to be that good, you got to stick around.
I want her to be in the show more. But because she's not, that could potentially mean Aurora could die because Rebecca's sire line dies.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not understanding, though. Is this a contract thing? Is this a storyline thing? Michael Narducci, Julie Plec, if she's in your sandbox, yeah. Use her. She's I love her. She every time she comes on screen, our faces light up. We both were like,
yeah.
And it's why? I guess we did used to be like that. I've always been like that with Rebecca.
I love her.
Even back on Vampire Diaries.
I know.
Even when she was like toying around with Matt back in the day.
Here's a question though, because right now she's not even in that body. So in order for her to come back, you know, in present day, we'd have to get her back into the body. But, okay, so the Rebecca in the other body, is she still trying to figure out how to bring Cole back? And she's off doing something? Is that what's happening?
Another person that I really want to come back on the show.
Right.
I mean, talk about, this is the one time that not the one time, but I'm such a lover of love when it comes to Davina and Cole. And I think that could have, Colvina, of course, I think that could solve a lot of the vampire witch problems.
Right.
And whatever it is. But yeah, I think that's what she's doing.
Well,
why can't anybody find her? Does she have a cloaking spell? Or
I think so. I think she was protecting herself. I mean, if she's a witch, though, for the time being, does that affect how sire lines work? Or if she dies? I'm confused about that.
You would have to assume that if she dies, her sire line would die, even if she is a witch.
Okay.
That's what I would assume.
Okay.
Do you think otherwise?
No, I mean, I guess that makes sense, but it's like she's not a vampire at the moment.
Maybe they would have to put her back in her original body and then kill her, which might be why it's been such Tristan and Lucien's scheme. They've been working on this because it's not as easy as just finding Rebecca and murdering her.
Right.
Maybe they need to do a whole frickin' thing.
Yeah.
But again, that's just one theory that I have right now. Seems
oh,
like
it's a good theory.
Making sense. I think that Donald would be pretty impressed by me. Because, you know, he's usually dropping those theories.
Yeah, and you just made my mouth drop, and usually he does that. So, I mean, that's a Donald prediction.
I pulled a Donald. I'm pretty proud of it. See, yes. I can't try to fight with him when he's not here.
I know.
I just got to show love to him. He's so freaking good. Tiana, too. Okay, so we are now with Klaus and Aurora. And before Klaus even finds out about what Elijah did, he's making out with Aurora. I was surprised. I looked over. I was like, Katie, you see that? Katie, you see that? You looked at me and you said, yeah, Roxy, I saw that coming. I didn't see that coming from a million miles away. I don't know what. I don't know why. How did you know?
I feel like the way he was looking at her, it could be taken as he's looking at her like he hates her, but it's also
a strangle.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's really passionate and crazy himself, you know? So I think that he was looking at her with those eyes. I just could totally tell that that was going to happen. And I honestly I feel bad for what happened to them with the whole love thing, because I am a lover of love. And mm-hmm. I don't think it's really, it's not fair. And obviously when things end,
it's not fair.
It's not
Katie
fair.
Katie says it's not fair, okay?
And when things end and they're not supposed to end, that's what makes you carry that on. I mean, I talk about that in The Vampire Diaries, which, you know, something ended when it wasn't supposed to, so that's why you hold on to it.
Right. There's no closure.
Yeah.
I agree with that. And it's tough. It's definitely a tough situation. But I do find it interesting. We've followed Klaus for 5 years now, and we've never heard him bring her up.
You know, he was just hiding it in the back of his brain. But the whole time I was actually sitting there thinking, I wonder what Roxy's feeling right now, because he has this, you know, first love with Aurora. And what about Caroline?
But we never thought Caroline was his first love, but we always know he intended for him to be her last. That's the line. So I'll take it. I'll take it.
But did you see as much passion with the two of them as you did with?
I saw a lot of passion. I really did. I really did. Boobies wants to know what we think of the letter Klaus wrote to Aurora for Aurora back in 1002. How did you feel about that letter?
I thought it was sweet. I was kind of questioning why, though, Klaus was just not wanting to change her and make her a vampire, even though she wanted to. But then I was thinking, oh, maybe it's because they really haven't done that. I mean, he did it once.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't want to put that plague onto other people.
And he didn't mean to.
Yeah.
My heart broke for him.
Yeah.
After that letter, after he's with her, after she changes and they had all those words, I almost was in tears, Katie, in this moment when she looks at him and she's like, we had to rewind multiple times. I was like, did she say she doesn't love him? And this is why the show is so crazy to me. I know that the originals can compel vampires, but I'm sitting there thinking, it's a witch who's transformed shapes and somebody, like how? How could this not be her? There's so many different things. And I was like, oh my God, how could I not thought of that? These writers are brilliant.
I didn't think of it either. I thought it was actually maybe somehow Tristan convinced her to say those things. Because I still think that whatever he's doing, whatever the relationship is between the two of them, he kind of has some weird hold on her.
Tristan does?
Yeah.
I agree with that. And I don't even know exactly what it is. It could be as simple as brother-sister kind of thing. But I don't know. We saw some incest stuff or had some incest seeds that were planted.
Yeah.
It's tough to say.
It's a little weird.
I definitely think so, too. Definitely think so. But he's not the only brother that's trying to get her out. It's also Elijah. This is the question of the night. I think this is probably one of the biggest questions of the night. Do we think that what Elijah did is worthy of the reaction that Klaus had?
Okay. That's a great question.
Thank you so much, Katie.
You're welcome.
I tried.
Because here's what was happening with my mind when this whole scene was happening, when he was compelling her. I was so mad at him. And I was just like, this is not Elijah. I know he's had his crazy moments in the past, whatever, they're vampires. But I was just devastated that he was doing that.
You legitimately, I turned over to you and I was like, Katie, is everything okay? You go, just so mad at Elijah. Just I'm just so mad.
I was so mad.
Like, he was your best friend of 50 years. Yeah. And you were like...
He is.
Just really, you know, today I want to make plans with him and cancel on me. Just mad about it. Like, you took that personally.
I did. It just didn't seem like him. But then the way Klaus reacted to him, I was a little mad about. Because here's the thing. That was 1,000 years ago. And he was really upset. Klaus, you do things all the time in reaction to what people do. And they're stupid half the time. But then when Elijah was upset because he found out the truth that you killed his mother. And, you know, maybe he doesn't have all these thoughts towards his mother that Klaus did back then. So when he's upset about that, this is his reaction.
That might be true, but he never fixed it. And that was the bigger problem.
Well, because Klaus is very... He would have freaked out.
He didn't even realize he could compel people. So we could have dealt with the fact that he did that. And then if he had been like, I just did this, I realized it, and tried to fix it. We can't really be that mad. But what he did is horrible. And it is probably at the root of all of... Not all of them, but a lot of Klaus's problems.
Well, you know what he said too, which I wrote down, and it was very interesting to me. He also said to Aurora at that time, and he was compelling her, that she can't come along because her brother is a psycho. Her brother's crazy, and he doesn't want him on their tail as well. They're trying to already flee from their dad. So that makes me think, too, Elijah, we don't know the story of him turning Tristan, but Elijah doesn't even trust the person he sired.
Right. That's true. The consensus of the chat so far, from what I'm seeing, is that Klaus has done equally, if not worse, things to Elijah, which I absolutely agree with. I think that killing your mother is tenfold a bigger deal than compelling a girl that you love to say those things. But yeah. I think that this is kind of like the lesser of two evils. They're both really bad things. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend what Elijah did was right, because I don't think what he did was right. But I'm also not going to sit here and say, this was the worst thing that's been done on the originals. Nothing will top this.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, when Klaus looks at Aurora and says, it's been 1,000 years, why didn't you come back and say something at any point? She said, because we didn't have this threat over all of us. That's your bad, girl. Once you could, you should have said something, but you didn't. And that's on you.
Was she held back, though? Was she held captive?
I don't know, but not for 1,000 years.
Who killed Gia?
Klaus killed...
Yeah.
Or did Klaus claim that he killed Gia?
Maybe he...
No, claimed. Klaus killed Gia.
Yeah.
Klaus killed Gia, which is why Marcel is so upset.
And I know that Gia was not what Aurora is to Klaus. Gia's not that to Elijah. But still, I mean, he does things to him.
Katie.
I know.
Come on, Katie.
Well,
no. You're comparing a first love, like virginity loss moment as vampire is popping your vampire cherry to Gia...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to say that I'm agreeing with these people in the chat that he's done so much stuff to him that could add up to equal something very big.
Right.
You know?
I guess. Somebody in the chat, I think it was Babsters or something, just said that Elijah didn't know that his mom was that bad back then.
Yeah,
which is true. So, like, exactly what you're saying, and he's right, that it seems worse than it is.
Yeah, and Klaus, too, this is what kind of made me a little annoyed, that he said, you are the reason that I am, you know, you set my course. No, he didn't. Okay, all the other things that you've done is not because Elijah didn't have Aurora come with you guys. I didn't believe that for 1 minute.
I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe at this point. The chat is going crazy right now about whether this was right or wrong, which means that this show is doing the best job that it can do because it is so polarizing. I feel bad for Klaus, but I don't know. By the end of the episode, this is the quote that I wrote down, Katie, because I when Elijah finally said this, I was like, I don't know. I have carried you for centuries, Niklaus. No more. You want to fight? So be it. Really, of all things, this is going to be the end? I don't buy it. No. I don't buy it. I think that this is another one of their feuds. I don't think this is the end. I don't think this is the reason that Elijah ends up wanting to kill Klaus. No way.
No. I think they're going to fight, but I definitely think Klaus will kind of not necessarily get over it, but in a way move past it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree. I know that my eyes are peeled wide open on Aurora. And not only on Aurora, but on all... I'm looking more carefully right now at Tristan, Lucien, and Aurora than I am looking at the originals.
Yeah.
I'm not as worried about Klaus and Elijah and Freya and Rebecca and all of them. I'm freaking out about this second tier.
Yeah, I don't know who to believe is doing the right thing or the wrong thing or plotting against who.
What do we call them if they're not the originals? What do we call Tristan and Lucien and Aurora?
They're the original sires.
The B Squad?
Yeah.
B Squad?
B Squad.
You guys let us know in the chat / you guys at home. If you're on YouTube, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you are, make sure you leave comments so we can hear what you guys think about the episode. But specifically, what should we call the team, Tristan, Lucien, and Aurora? Three's Company? The Evil Triplets? They're not triplets, though. The Evil Sires? Sire Squad?
You got a lot of things over there.
My wheels are turning. I'm not hearing so many ideas coming from you,
I know.
Katie.
I feel like I'm just... I can't even figure out one. But I like B-Squad.
B-Squad? Yeah. All right. So for now, we'll go with B-Squad till you guys give us a better suggestion.
The Trinity?
Oh, we're getting a lot of Trinities in the chat. Oh, my God. The Trinity. Yes,
let's do the Trinity.
All right. It seems like we didn't even have to go with B-Squad today. Trinity. Oh, my God. It's overwhelming. I love it.
Still coming.
Yeah, I love it. You guys are so awesome. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for the name Trinity. So, Trinity here. Here's the deal. Trinity scares the crap out of me. I don't know which one to trust. I don't know whoever I believe, and Elijah and Marcel are clearly on to this. As Elijah goes to Tristan, Tristan gives him nothing, he goes to Marcel, he's like, we gotta figure this out. They do some investigative work. Long story short, you guys saw the episode. Tristan is going into a building and going under tunnels that we believe are leading him to Lucien's building.
First of all, I think that's a really cool thing, these tunnels that lead to other places like that.
Do you know that we have those in L.A., supposedly? Like Marilyn Monroe and James Dean used to use them from different restaurants to get to the studios. Apparently, they're here.
Where?
Different. I've heard different stories about places. I'll do some more research on it.
Yeah, and let's go.
I want to. Yeah. I feel, Katie, as if we are at a certain level, which is an excellent level. But, like, in terms of Marilyn Monroe and James Dean, I don't know if we're quite there.
Oh.
Maybe. You are. You're definitely A-list in my mind. But I don't know. I don't even know if the Trinity could go through these tunnels. But they can go through their own tunnels right now.
All right.
Don't get sad.
All right. Okay. I'm back.
You're back. You're back with me. So we're with the Trinity, and we realize that Tristan can go under these tunnels, and he can get to Lucien's. Now, number one, do we believe this, that that's what's going on, or do we just think it's a theory? Number two, if we believe it, what are they doing? I had my prediction. What are you thinking?
Oh, I believe that they are plotting. I'm with you. That prediction is amazing because they're trying to get these people, the originals, peeled against each other. And I do think that there's something going on behind, and they're trying to even take their friends away, that Tristan's trying to take Marcel out of, you know, the originals' friendships, and I just feel like they're trying to peel them apart because they're working together.
So what is the point of Tristan bringing Marcel into the society if he's working with Lucien?
I think that the same way Marcel is kind of keeping an eye on things by being a part of this society, that Tristan can't trust Marcel that much because it was a little weird that he just brought on Marcel, who obviously isn't that strong all the time in his head. I was surprised last episode. I thought he was stronger, you know, because he was smarter. But I just feel like Tristan knows that Marcel is kind of sneaking around.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think that he's smart enough to know.
Yeah.
The other working theory right now, or one of the other working theories, is that, and we mentioned this last week, the Trinity is trying to get unsired somehow. And either that has something to do with the reason that Lucien didn't, with the wolf blood, or what's...
Maybe they're trying to get unsired and they have to have, like, a test dummy, and that's Marcel.
They want to see, because you think they would rather kill Klaus, and they want to see if they can unsire Marcel from Klaus?
Well, you know, that just as a test to see if they can unsire anybody from anybody.
Okay. Yeah, I just wonder why they would pick Marcel. I feel like they could have picked a random person. Why pick somebody so high profile?
That's true.
Because they obviously have a plan. I don't know.
Yeah.
Joseph Boza, don't trust anybody. That's kind of how I feel. Trinity is making me feel very, very much like that.
I don't trust any of them.
I really don't. I don't know what they could be doing in these tunnels. Mm-mm. What if we go down into these tunnels and it's littered with test dummies? Like different things, or what is down there? Remember when we used to put, what was it? I don't even remember. I'm just having glimpses of this, where we used to put people below ground in the tunnels on this show or on Vampire Diaries and stone them in.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we wouldn't take them out until they, was that Marcel to his people?
Marcel to his people, and the whole, like, Rebecca would meet Marcel down there because they were going to run off together.
Right. And he was, like, and people were stoned into that.
I think they were being punished.
Something, I think we're going to go down to these tunnels or to these places, and it's going to be something dark and twisted. I don't even think that these are just passageways. I think something's messed up down there.
And that's where he initially found out the whole recipe for the Klaus bite. Mm-hmm. They tested it on people down there.
Like, they are running a bunch of stuff. They're trying to figure out how to be independent Trinity.
That's really interesting if that's what it ends up being, too. If you can do all these things that we thought there were so many rules and we can just find ways around them.
Well, we say that on the show all the time. They figure out ways around to break a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So I don't put it past them. Certainly don't trust them. And seems like you guys don't also. Do we have any guesses on where Rebecca actually is right now? Because we talked about her looking for Cole or trying to figure out how to help Cole. Like, I hope we eventually hear.
Yeah.
Where it is. What if she's in the tunnels? What if they have her? What if the brothers don't even know they have her and they have to join together to go on a mission to get her? So they have to join forces. We're getting into predictions.
Well,
but my mind is being blown.
If they have her, though, that would mean that they didn't kill her, so Aurora's not dead. So Aurora would be part of this little team, too, part of the Trinity team on their side.
I think that Aurora isn't part of the team based on the fact that we saw Tristan leave her. You know, he was like, stay put, little girl.
Does he know that she's here?
I don't think he knew before. I don't think he knew before Elijah called him out on it.
But that was interesting because last episode he met with Elijah and said that he killed the prophet, the prophecy lady, Alexis.
Yeah. Well, he didn't say that. You guys took it that way, but he didn't deny it, but he didn't say he did it.
Okay. I feel like he kind of implied just so people would think, yeah, I'm powerful, I can do what I want. And I killed... Ooh, and he's implying that because then he killed Lucien's prophet, and that would mean that they're not working together, so that's a great front because they actually are. But I was wondering, did he know that Aurora did that? But then he says he doesn't know that if Aurora was here, he would know.
Yeah.
I'm confused. I don't believe anything they're saying.
I don't either. Good point in the chat, though. Multiple people are saying that Freya knows where Rebecca is because she keeps writing her. And Ooh. Then also, I forget who said this, but somebody said that Freya needs to stop drinking so she can be on the show more.
I saw that.
Which I agree with because I actually kind of miss Freya.
We'll see her next week.
That's true. We will. We'll get to her. Okay, so meanwhile, this is not the... Lucien isn't just doing shady business with Tristan. He's doing his shady Joker business. I don't even know what else to call it.
Yeah.
With the slashes in the mouth and
like
what...
Black Dahlia.
We still don't even know it's him, though. We're not positive it's him.
But wasn't it him?
No, we're not positive. Because last week when he was at the police station, it happened again, which is why they cleared him. Tonight... When he is with the body and he leaves Cammy with it, Vincent's like, I'm sure it's him. It must be him because he left you. But we didn't see him do it. We haven't actually, until we see him take a blade and do this to somebody, I don't know.
So he just brought Cammy over there to show her?
To show her. I think it could be Tristan.
Do you think?
And Lucy, since they're working together, and so they're a team.
Maybe.
Tristan's doing him and Lucien's like setting up all the other stuff.
What about the whole theory that it's actually the sheriff and he's being compelled to do those things?
Kenny?
Yeah.
Very possible. He gets there real quick and he has a vendetta against Cammy and I feel like he's kind of a good guy. So I don't know why he's all up in Cammy's grill.
Well, he was kind of all up in her grill in the very beginning when we saw them first meet, and then he kind of was like, oh, I'll trust you.
Yeah, but then he didn't.
Yeah.
So I really don't know what happened there. Vincent and Cammy are having a great little partner in crime thing. I like what's going on there. And I do like that Cammy trusts Vincent enough tonight to bring him to the room.
I've been wanting to see this room for so long.
Yo, I thought this room disappeared. We've been talking about it. Like, where did we make this room up? I remember being there, but I want to explore this room. I don't want everything to get confiscated.
Well, I feel like if that happens, then the stuff will actually get out easier, and it's easier access for people now than, you know.
Well, if Kenny has been compelled, absolutely. He's going to take all this dark magic stuff, and he's going to bring it right to Lucien and to Tristan.
It's from the Treme Coven, a lot of the stuff there.
Yeah.
And Vincent was really scared of all this stuff when he, you know, she kind of brushed it off.
Right. She was trying to do something good, saying you don't need to use your magic. What if you can help without using your magic? And he was like, Cammy, this stuff, what are you doing? Because she doesn't know. She knows it's powerful, but she doesn't know what any of this stuff really is.
Yeah, Cole liked to play with dark magic.
Play with dark magic and you're going to get burned.
Yeah.
Seems like you play with any magic and you're going to get burned.
Yeah.
So I do like the Cammy-Vincent thing, but it hasn't really saved Cammy because she ends up getting arrested tonight, which was ludicrous in my opinion.
But I feel like from the sheriff's point of view, it's kind of, she seems a little sketchy. Her brother murdered a bunch of people. Her uncle's death was kind of covered up.
And completely.
She was at this crime scene at the wrong time. That's not enough to convict somebody of that, though.
One of two things I think is going to happen. Either Cammy's going to be put away and the murders are going to stop, which is something that Tristan and Lucien would have clearly planned. Or they're going to continue and she's going to get cleared.
But why, if that was the case, why would they want her away?
Because she's the investigator. She's the one who's been so smart about this. And I think that she is, to them, they think she might be a little threatening, which is strange to me because I don't look at her that way.
Yeah.
But maybe they will. I mean, Tristan came and, Lucien's the one who really threatened her tonight.
Yeah.
It was like, you think you know me because you know Klaus. You don't know what I can do.
You'll see what I'm going to do. You'll see. And that's kind of frame you.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. That's exactly what I'm thinking. So all of this, what are we looking at?
The cop may be working with Lucien. That's the whole idea of Lucien compelling him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even know. Maybe he's not compelled. Maybe something else. But I would have to think probably. Crazy, crazy storyline. So all this stuff is kind of working on. I love it when you guys will say something and Katie's jaw will just drop to the ground. What they got for us?
Edith Cruz, prediction. Lucien and Tristan going to use dark objects to unsire themselves. So the cop is totally being compelled and he's getting the dark objects because he's working with them.
Maybe.
That was a good one.
That is really good. You guys are the best. That's cool. Okay. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
What happened in 1002, everything with Klaus and Aurora now, and the brother feud, and bringing Marcel into all of this, and Trinity in general, and Vincent and Cammy, they're all kind of working on one team. And they're against each other, but they're over here.
Yeah.
Completely across town, having nothing to do with any of those other storylines. We got Davina. She's straight chilling. She's freaking out a little bit, though. I guess she's not chilling. She's freaking out.
Yeah.
She's trying on orange and blue. She looks like a weird flight attendant.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not sure what fashion advice is going on here.
It made sense, though, when she said she was trying to look like Josephine, because that's how Josephine had her hair.
Right. I was like, what are they doing? And then when she explained it, it made perfect sense. So with Davina, we've got Jackson Haley. Because they have to be there. Davina's got this candle. She's holding it over them. And she says, I need your guys' protection because I don't... Essentially, I think because she doesn't want to get hurt. Mm-hmm. And she thinks that Van's going to come get her.
You know, I feel really bad for her, though. Because I feel like she stepped into this position and she really doesn't know how to do it. And she's feeling betrayed and she doesn't want to be, you know, taken over by these witches. She saw one of them try to hurt her and now she's scared of this woman's son because he's going to take revenge for his mom. So I feel bad that she's in this position. She feels like she has no one to turn to. And that's Cole. And I think, you know, you love that. The Colvina. I feel like if he was around, I think things would be better.
I completely agree. But where we left in tonight's episode, I was actually satisfied with her friendship with Haley.
Yeah.
I was so appreciative that Haley, even though she didn't have to, actually leveled with Davina, sat down and was like, dude, nobody's going to respect you until they know who you are, until you start showing them you.
Yeah.
If you give them old lady, they're going to give you old lady ghosts, which is a strange metaphor, but it's true. And because of that, Davina, who is in her core, at her very core and her soul, we know she's good.
Yeah.
We've seen her stray a little bit. She sees this kindness in Haley and she decides that she doesn't want Haley to be a slave to her anymore. She wants her to be a friend, which I felt like was classic Davina, classic Haley, bringing it back to the roots, bringing it back to season one, which was really important to me.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they patch things up and they're friends again. I think that that'll help them in the future with whatever, you know, comes in front of them as a trouble.
Right.
I think their friendship's going to be helpful.
It's not even just a friendship, because what she had, what Davina had with Marcel or whatever, but it's... Davina kind of looks up to Haley, I think. She looks at her as a strong woman. Haley is the leader of the wolves. Davina is the leader of the witches. Haley's got a couple years on Davina, so I think it's a mentorship almost.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a friendship, but I think they can work together, and I think Davina has a lot to learn from Haley, because Haley's done a really good job so far.
I agree.
So I was excited about this. Jax kind of pops in for a second, and he finds Van, who I assumed was trying to kill Davina also. Did you think anything else at the time?
I thought it was killing her.
But then we find out that he was just kind of trying to out her, and it made me feel bad for him.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad for him. I think it's nice, though, that he was just trying to out her and not kill her, because he's outing Davina for killing a witch, and if he was going to kill her in revenge, he wouldn't be any better than her.
He would be hypocritical, and Now he's not. He's just a justice seeker. So Davina asks him to join forces instead. How do we think that's going to play out, or what... No?
I think he's still going to try to get her to tell the truth and have justice be served. I think he's going to pose a problem for Davina.
I feel like it's an offer that he can't really refuse.
Well, he's not supposed to, because she is the leader here.
But he doesn't seem like a revenge seeker. He seems like somebody who wants to make change for the better. And I think that because of that, he will team up with Davina. At least that's what I want to see. I don't know that much about his character, but it would be nice to see somebody who Davina is friends with, that's on Davina's side, that is a witch.
But I feel like something has to be going on with the witches. And that's it.
That's true. That's a good point. Maybe we think he's joined her team, but really he seeks vengeance on her later on.
Yeah. Because he runs off, right? Tonight he runs off and doesn't accept it.
I don't think we know exactly what happened, but I was under the assumption that he didn't.
Yeah.
But I think he might change his mind. What about Vincent and Davina? Do we think he'll come help out at all over there?
I feel like he should, because he started the whole thing. But he's just so involved with Cammy and the murders. You know, and I think now that Cammy's arrested, he's going to be trying to help Cammy.
Yeah, he's a little busy.
Yeah.
We'll give it to him.
But Josh, we're speechless right now, because Josh should be there helping Davina, right?
We missed Josh for multiple weeks, and we saw Josh with Marcel. Josh, I get it. This is insensitive, but Aiden died. I know. It sucked. It was sad. Davina also lost Cole. You guys, misery loves company. Be each other's BFFs like you know you are. You know you're two of the only people that could possibly trust one another.
She needs her friends.
I know. A friend that's her age that... they couldn't fall in love with each other, and they're just gonna be best friends. That's a great place to start predictions, because, you know, that's a prediction I would love to see. Let's get into some of them.
Okay.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
This is when you know that the next episode is going to be great, when you're watching the predictions and you can't even write down what's happening, because it's like you don't want to miss a single second. All I got was Freya. And then I was like, all right.
Freya.
Freya.
That's all you wrote?
Freya. Freya. That's all I got. So I think that Freya is going to be the middleman again of this whole Klaus-Elijah fight, because we see Klaus is covered in blood. What predictions do you have? What can you...
I think that Klaus and Elijah are going to fight for a little bit and get physical, but then get back to being friends again, or at least move past this for the time being. I'm hoping they're smarter and Elijah will tell him that Tristan is plotting something and give him the information he found out with Marcel, because something's going on and we don't need to have them arguing. We need to have them standing next to each other.
I completely agree. And I think that the only thing that will get them to reunite is if Rebecca's in trouble. That's their common ground. So
you think she'll be back?
Oh, I think she's in the frickin' tunnels. I think she's been kidnapped, or I think that she's in trouble somewhere.
Well, I also think, though, that what could pose a problem for them, I think they'll, you know, move on a little bit, but I think that Klaus will still be intrigued with Aurora, and I think they're going to have a little bit of a romantic thing going on for a while until we find out she's got some secrets.
Aurora?
Yeah.
I definitely think she's full of secrets. I think the whole Trinity is. So that will be really interesting to see. Any other last predictions? You gave some good ones.
I think that's it.
I think we left it all on the table tonight. Until next week, when the people want to keep the conversation going with you, where can they find you, Katie?
You guys can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with three E's, Campbell. Instagram.com/KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a weekly vlog and I put out a new video tomorrow.
Yay! Yay. What is it? Do we get to know?
It's something to do with fall.
Cool. Another prediction I love. Sean in the chat says Freya is sleeping with Tyler.
Okay.
Where's Tyler been on Vampire Diaries? Where's Freya over here? They're drunk at some bar sleeping together, probably. You guys, don't forget to follow Donald Romaine at Tigris Hobbs and Tiana Hobson at The Tiana Hobson. And you can find me at Roxy Stryer. You can find us at AfterBuzz TV, AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, on iTunes, on SoundCloud. Wherever you are, give us that 5-star, that thumbs up, write a comment. We read everything you have to say. And tell Katie how cute she is when she smiles right now. I love your bopping back and forth. Until next week, we'll see you soon, Originals fans. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.